Well, welcome back to episode 11 of the Amateur Theatre Podcast. A slightly different one this time, given that I'm currently out on the road and Christmas has just come and gone. Merry Christmas, by the way. This episode, I really want to throw out a massive thank you to all my guests who've helped bring this podcast to life. Obviously, without them, there would literally not be a podcast. They've offered their time and their expertise. It's been a super steep learning curve for me. So I've really appreciated the patience of those who've taken part and watched me battle through as an interviewer. And hopefully I'm slowly getting better and better. But those first 10 to 15 that I've done now, a lot of them being with friends, have been, really, really good. Great fun to do, but also massively positive in terms of allowing me to find my feet in this process and actually kind of be supported by my closest friends in the theatre world. So thanks very much to those guys. But also a massive thank you to you that are listening out there. We've now got a small but consistent listenership, which is great. So thank you. Thank you to those people out there who are listening. And yeah, keep telling people about it. Friends, family, or anyone who you think might like the show. It's meant to be a resource for anyone who might need or want some further information about acting, directing, and hopefully in the future some of the other areas of putting on a theatre show. So yeah, do pass it on if you can. Right, what do I have planned for 2022? Well, first off, more of the same. I've got a number of great interviews in the bag, which I'm going to put out across the first few weeks and months of the year. I'm really enjoying the format. Although it's quite basic, it seems to be getting some good stuff out of people. And we do every so often go slightly off-piste, but I think that only adds to the chats that we're having. So yeah, because I'm loving the conversations and how they're going, I'm kind of going to press on in the same manner for now, until I hear otherwise, I guess. But to add a little bit of spice and diversity to the weekly podcasts, I've got a couple of things that I'm looking to bring to life. The first is a script club, which in my head will be happening once a month, in a similar vein as any book club you might have seen or listened to. January's script is already selected. It's called 4 Minutes 12 Seconds by James Fritz. So if you can get hold of a copy of that and have a read, that would be great. To structure it in a way that if you've not read it, you won't be lost and you'll get something out of it, and it may inspire you to go off and read either that script or one of the other ones that we mentioned during the chat. I'm also looking at trying to pull together a few mini episodes, basically where I try and bring some of the blog posts that I'm doing a bit more to life, hoping next year I will be blogging a lot more and diving a little bit deeper into some of the subjects that are raised in the chats that I'm having. Some of you will have already read my blog about luck. That basically is setting the format for how I hope to do some of the future blogs, where I pick up on a very specific topic that someone mentions and I head off and do some research and try and pull together the ideas that I find and they've presented about it. So I'm going to have a little look at things like line learning, breathing, projection, diction, movement, topics that have come up a lot across all of the interviews, kind of form the foundation of anyone going into the amateur world. Should set you in good stead for doing well in the shows that you do get a part in. Following from that, I'm going to pull apart some of the more individualistic things that the people I interviewed brought up. Things like flexibility, vulnerability, failure, luck. They're things that affect everyone, but maybe in a more personal way, and I want to kind of pull out the central ideas of each of those topics that might help people kind of understand what they're going through and why they're going through it and how they can overcome it. And feeding off that, an overview of kind of some of the techniques and resources that exist around using your body as a tool to perform and learning from practitioners, picking up specific techniques that work for you. All those things feed into each other, but hopefully I can pull apart what has been said in the interviews and offer you up a kind of summary of those thoughts. And then I will look at an overview of auditions and rehearsals, because they're two massive topics that I keep going back to in order to refine the process of each one of those two things. So I will put down my thoughts from those first 10 interviews that I've done on what people have been saying is the best approach to both, what they like in both of the scenarios, what they find difficult, how they've overcome those difficulties, just to give you an idea of really what are the common themes that come up when we talk about auditions and rehearsals. All of that feeds into my new kind of central theme for this amateur theatre podcast as a resource, where I'm looking to create a toolkit. That's my new buzzword, a toolkit for the amateur actor, director, producer, whoever it might be in whatever role you're taking on. Kind of pulling together this toolkit of ideas, techniques, so that you can dive in, rummage around, and pull out what you need when you need it. But as long as you know it's all in that toolbox or toolkit, you can be happy in the knowledge that you're not going to be lost, or you're not going to come up short, because you will have it there. You just need to find it in that toolkit. So loads in my mind to look forward to, and hopefully a little something for everyone in there. Do keep an eye on the website, as I mentioned before. Please subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to it. Isn't this nice to see consistent downloads, consistent listenership? If you haven't already, jump onto Twitter, follow us, Amateur Theatre Podcast on Twitter, and do spread the word, let everyone know. Like I say, the more people that are engaging with it, talking with each other, talking to me, the better this thing shapes itself as a useful tool for you guys. So the more people we can get involved to feed into the construction of it, the better. That's it. Thanks again. I hope Christmas is going well. Have a great new year, and see you all in 2022.